You Are From God, biblical conversations to explore and strengthen our relationships with our Heavenly Father. I'm Scott Taylor.
And I'm Tyler Hall. Welcome to this, our first episode of the program. We are so excited to be bringing this to you. We hope that these conversations that we're having on this podcast will be an encouragement to you and help you strengthen and grow your relationship with God. We just want to start the podcast kind of going over what we're going to be talking about in these episodes and really just a general overview of what it means to be a child of God. And I want to start really by asking you a question for our listeners. Where is your relationship with God right now? As you're listening, where would you say that is? Maybe you feel very close to God and you're in His Word daily and you're studying and you're getting to know Him and you're living in your faith. Maybe you feel kind of lukewarm. Maybe some days it feels good and other days you're just going through the motions and trying to do best by God and by yourself, and maybe that's a struggle for you, or maybe you don't even know if God exists. We hope that this podcast, these conversations that Scott and I are having, are going to be an encouragement in a way that you can explore that relationship, strengthen it, and eventually commit yourself to an even higher level to God, because He is the Almighty God. He is so awesome, and He is the reason that we all live and move and have our being, as we'll read in the Scriptures. We are going to be referring to Scripture throughout this. This is our sole authority as we're going through and what we're saying, so every point we are making it is going to be from God's Word. We are simply the channels that His Word is going to come through, and so we encourage you, whether you're at home listening to this or later on if you're commuting or doing yard work or whatever you're doing right now while you're listening, to go back and refer to the Scriptures we bring up and see for yourself what's being said in God's Word. We are going to start by just going over 1 John. It does such a good job of talking about the practical implications of what this relationship with God looks like and how we live when we're in that relationship as His child. So Scott, if you could just get us started by talking a little bit about why 1 John? Why are we starting here?
Yeah, 1 John is such an interesting book from that perspective. It's one of the last books that was written in the New Testament. It's just interesting, everything that was going on. It was during a climate of false teaching. There was something called Gnosticism and some other things that they were struggling with. And God wanted them to have this book that was kind of just bringing them back to the foundation, which is really their relationship with God. This podcast gets its name from 1 John the 4th chapter and verse 4, where He says, "You are from God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He who is in you than he who is in the world." And really, that's what this podcast is going to be about, this idea of bringing confidence to us as His people, the fact that we have the opportunity to have a relationship with Him. And this book really dives into some of those points. You know, it talks about fellowship, it talks about knowing Him, and it talks about love, and just such great phrases and great words that we can be looking into and making sure that we're growing in those things. And right off the bat, Tyler, in the first chapter, he starts talking about this light piece and the idea, especially if you're used to reading the Scriptures, this idea of understanding the darkness versus light thing that he always will talk about throughout the Scriptures. Mm-hmm. And he makes this very, very clear, this idea that this, what's going on here, is not a fairy tale. This is something that is absolutely true. This is something that they should have great faith and confidence in, of what's going on, that they can walk in the light if they're going to have fellowship with God. He says in verse 5 of this chapter, "And this is the message we have heard from Him and announced to you, that God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all." And then he goes into these ifs. If we say. So if we say that we have fellowship with Him and we hate our brother, if we have fellowship with Him and we lie, if we have fellowship with Him and really our actions are showing that we're in the darkness, then we're lying. You know, we do not have a relationship with Him, and we need to make sure that we are walking in this light. That's the awesome thing as we go through this, that it's Jesus the Christ that's able to save us from this darkness.
And I love that it is focused on Jesus there too. You move forward in from that first chapter. It's a very short first chapter, and then he kind of gets into his points here, and that if we understand, again, with the if we understand this relationship, then what's going to happen? He goes into that through the rest of the book. The first part that he's going to stress is this word abide, and it's a word we don't typically use a whole lot in our everyday conversations. This idea that there is a sense of permanent dwelling or a sense of being in Christ and Christ is in us. From a spiritual standpoint, it's something that's very easy to say, but it can be very difficult to understand. I love the way that he sums it up in the middle of in verse 5 of chapter 2. He talks about, "By this we may know that we are in him. Whoever says he abides in Christ ought to walk in the same way in which he walked." So basically, if we are going to be God's children, if we are going to be the brothers of Jesus, we are going to look like him. We're going to talk like him. We're going to think and prioritize and make decisions and live our lives like this perfect example we've been given. And so part of that is obviously avoiding sinning and not resurrecting that old self that it talks about in other places that we've put to death when we are put into Christ. But also the idea that this is not a new law, as he talks about in chapter 2, but it's obeying the law of Christ has always been about knowing him. Even the Old Testament law was about knowing God and striving to be close to him. And so when we strive for that, we're going to eventually come to this point where we understand that we are knowing him better, we are loving him more, and we are living for him. And obviously he'll stress this too when he talks about not living for the world or coming to this understanding of trying to play both sides of the fence. You cannot serve two masters, as Jesus will teach in the Gospels. We have to shun the world and the false teachings that come out so often against Scripture, and that is part of abiding in him, obviously. I think the easiest way to sum this up is in verse 24 of chapter 2. "Let what you heard from the beginning abide in you. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, then you too will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he made to us, eternal life." So again, if we want that ongoing hope, if we want the hope of heaven, not just for heaven's sake, but to be with our Father forever, we need to be studying his word. We need to be sure of what he's willed for us and desires for us, this abundant life that we have. And obviously that plays so crucially into this idea of being children.
Yeah, it's interesting how John will call them children, little children, little children. And then as you get into end of chapter 2 and you get into chapter 3, he begins to talk about how you are a child of God and this idea of this relationship that we can have with him. And really, how, as he talks about in verse 1, "See how great a love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called children of God." And one of the things that's interesting, Tyler, and we've talked about this many times, just you and I talking, is this idea that it's not that God just simply wanted to save us from sin. It wasn't that he just gave us the opportunity to make sure that we're with him for eternity. It's this idea that he actually wants to have a relationship with us, that he actually wants to be our Father. Mm-hmm. And what he talks about here in chapter 3 is really that your practice, the things that you do, will show whether or not you are a child of God, or as it says here in this chapter, a child of the devil. And it's seen in the things that we do. And we all understand that. Verse 10 says, "By this the children of God and the children of devil are obvious. Anyone who does not practice righteousness is not from God, nor the one who does not love his brother." And really, this is what it comes down to. I love John in so many different places. Jesus, when he's talking in the Gospel of John, will talk about, "If you love me, you'll keep my commandments." There's a lot of people that say it. There's a lot of people that talk about being his child. But the reality is it comes down to how we are living. The Pharisees did that. They were talking about their father was Abraham. And God makes it, or Jesus in that case, makes it very, very clear that it's, no, your father is the devil. And, mm-hmm. and so we have the same opportunity here that we can fall into. And it's important for us to do that. If we love one another, that shows that we love the Father. We cannot say that we do not have great relationships here, or we're not striving to have good relationships here, and say that we love God, when the reality is we have good relationships here because we have a great relationship with our Father, and it needs to be seen in our attitude and our practices here. And that really leads us into this idea of chapter 4. As a child of God, it's going to cause us to do something.
Right. We have this understanding that we are his children, and we love the Father, and the Father loves us, and that doesn't come without responsibility. I think sometimes we get into the sense of we just want the kind of the cozy chair that comes with being part of the family, and right. we get our spot in the living room, and we get a good view of the TV, whatever that means spiritually, and we just kind of coast. But chapter 4 really does, and again, he's stressed this before, but this is a very practical element of what it means to be a child of God. He starts off this chapter by saying, don't believe everything you're going to hear. Don't take things for granted that, oh yeah, that's the truth. He says, test the spirits in verse 1 to see whether they are from God, for many false prophets have gone out into the world. People are going to tell you anything to, as it'll say in other places, tickle your ears. This is just something that is so prevalent. It was prevalent in John's day, as we talked about with the Gnosticism, it's obviously present today. There are so many different churches that talk about different things. You got to be able to go back to the scripture, and this is the test, right? This is the standard. This is the thing you hold up to what's being said to understand, is this a spirit of truth, or is this a spirit of a false prophet or deceit? He talks about in verse 2, by this you will know the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God, and every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. And he goes on in verse 4, again, the verse Scott upbrought that inspires this whole podcast. Little children, you are from God and have overcome these false teachers, for he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are from the world, therefore they speak from the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God. Whoever knows God listens to us. And again, John saying that there because he is a divinely inspired author. He is speaking for God as his spokesperson. So if you know God, you're going to listen to us, that us being the Holy Spirit through the scriptures, through the Bible. So that's, again, just so incredibly important why we need to be opening the Word like the Berean Jews did in Acts 17 and verse 11. You know, they didn't have the complete Bible as we have sitting in front of us here today, and why some of you listeners might have it sitting in front of you, but they had the Old Testament. And so as Paul was coming through and teaching them about who Jesus was and the fulfillment of the old law in this new covenant, they were opening it with eagerness, it says. It gave them the title of being noble, so that they were seeking through and making sure that what they were hearing was right. And folks, listen, don't take my word for it. Don't take Scott's word for it. If you disagree with something you hear on here, we would love to talk to you about it. It is all about referring to God's word and what his desire is for our lives and understanding we read the book to know the author, not just to know the book itself. And so when we come to this point of, if our standard is God's word, we will realize that he is true love. And that's what the rest of this chapter is talking about, that it's not the world's definition of love, is I'm going to let you walk off that cliff because I want you to do what you do and I love you for it. It's the selfless lifestyle that says, even if you hate me for it, I want to help you and save you from these dangerous things that you might be doing. And again, chapter 4 is just so full of these short little snippets. Verse 19, we love because he first loved us. I mean, you could spend, you know, a whole season of episodes of this podcast talking just about that. But again, it's that idea that because God loved us, he showed us what love is because he is love. That is the kind of love that we have. And sometimes it comes down to testing. But ultimately, it's this idea that we are going to live our lives and make decisions and do things based on that love that we've been shown from God. And that should give us confidence, which is really how he ends this whole book.
Yeah, that's the interesting thing, I think. As we talked about in the beginning, this he starts talking about if. And at the end of this book, he'll continue to say if, or he'll talk about we know. So it goes from this if piece to we know all these things. We know that we love the children of God in verse 2. He talks about the fact that we can have great victory. We overcome the world. We know that he's going to answer our prayers. Verse 20, and we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding in order that we might know him who is true, and we are in him who is true. And his Son, Jesus Christ, this is the true God and eternal life. We can have tremendous confidence in the fact, as you had talked about earlier, this idea that he has promised eternal life and that we know him. It's not knowing about him. It's not I've heard of him, or during the Facebook era, this idea of being an acquaintance with him. This is we know him. We are intimately have an intimate relationship with him. The idea that his commandments are not even burdensome, as we'll talk about in this chapter. And this amazing confidence that we can have, that we have been saved, that we are clean, that we are his people, and that we have overcome the world because of what he is willing to do for us. You know, next time on the podcast here, we're going to talk about how can you know you are a child of God. And I hope that you take the time to read this book. We've kind of gone through it very quickly, a quick overview of talking about the light, abiding, a child, testing, and knowing him. And we're going to dive into some more specific pieces of that as we go forward, but take the time to read it if you have the opportunity.
Perfect. Yeah, and we look forward to having you all back on the episode next time. Again, we're going to be releasing these episodes every other Monday, so again, we encourage you to read First John in the meantime, meditate on it, study it, share this episode with folks you think might benefit from it, and we will see you back here in 2 weeks. Thanks for listening to You Are From God, brought to you by the West Mason Church of Christ. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. and leave us a review on iTunes, Google Play, or your podcast app preference. Have a comment you'd like to share or a question you'd like answered on an upcoming episode? Visit westmasonchurchofchrist.org and click on Connect.